Good morning. Welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Today is the second Sunday of Advent. Pastor Mark Miller, Nebel, has chosen for his sermon topic, What More Will It Be Like When Jesus Comes? Mr. Ron Baker is at the organ, and your announcer is Ron Meyer.
Welcome to Christian worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We gather together for this second Sunday in Advent. We join in our opening hymn. It is 344, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry, hymn 344. We will stand for the last stanza. Folder, we join in confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you by what we have done, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue by speaking responsibly the intro. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Remember the wondrous works that he has done. O offspring of Abraham, his servant, he is the Lord our God. He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray the collect of the day. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading appointed for this second Sunday in Advent is recorded in the 11th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is recorded in the 15th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans in the New Testament. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the singing of the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. According to St. Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan, River Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We continue with our hymn of the day, hymn 359, Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming, hymn 359. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our risen and returning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 11. I once had a flower in my office back at St. John's in Red Bud, Illinois. It was a classroom gift. I think it was a petunia. I'm not very good with plants. This particular one, it grew, and it bloomed, and it lived, and then, yes, it withered, and it died. And so I just about threw it out. But then I saw a little green sprout coming up next to that dead stem. So I kept it in my office window and I watered it, and sure enough, a new stem grew and it bloomed and it was living very nicely. Well, 700 years before the birth of Jesus, God's Old Testament spokesman Isaiah used this image of new life rising from dead wood. At the time of our text, God's people are destroying themselves by their own sin and selfishness. They are a wicked nation, wildly speeding towards its destruction. And yet, there is hope for life. God will restore his people to the greatness of his glory by one born to save us from ourselves. A tiny shoot from a dead stump has, by his own life, his death, and his resurrection, become a mighty tree which bears fruit in our lives. And that is God's own Son living for us as truly human, the root of Jesse, who gathers us into his glorious place of rest. Well, Jesse is the father of the Old Testament King David. And God promised to David a descendant who would rule an eternal kingdom. Most of David's royal physical offspring were not that good. They led God's people away from worshiping their true Lord. The more they trusted in themselves and the farther they got away from God, the more they worshiped idols, the worse off the nation became. Finally, they went into exile. But even though the people fell away from him and did not keep his covenant, God is still true to his promises. A new and greater king is to come. From a defeated people and a destroyed nation, a root will sprout to be the eternal king of God's universal people. That promise is fulfilled by a baby born in Bethlehem, one who is both Mary's child and God's own son, come as the great king for God's people. He reigns with the Spirit of the Lord upon him, having no throne but a cross. His subjects are a widespread, diverse, and forgiven group of people. Jesus rules us with both wisdom and understanding. He knows our need of forgiveness, and he knows how to provide it for us through his word and through his sacraments. Jesus exercises counsel and might. He makes plans to help us in our weakness, and he has the ability to follow through on those plans for us. Jesus reigns with knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He reveals our God to us, and he teaches us how best to honor our Creator. As a king who rules us with God's Spirit upon him, Jesus also judges us and this world. This sin-infested world will not pass that judgment. Unbelief says, "I don't care about your will or your ways or your revelation. I am going to do whatever it is I want to do." And God's word condemns them for that. When Jesus returns at the end of time, he will confirm that condemnation eternally for those who persist in their unbelief. His, though, is a right judgment. It is not one done by appearances, by what is seen with the eyes or heard by the ears or felt by our opinions. No, that is the kind of judging that we do. Jesus instead looks beyond the facade of our self-righteousness and our fake goodness. He hears our inner despair and our helpless cry for mercy. Jesus knows our needs better even than we do. We are the poor in spirit. We need his forgiveness. We are the meek of the earth. We need his rescue from this world. We cannot obey God's law. But Jesus, he kept it perfectly for us. We cannot pay off the debt of our sin. So Jesus gave himself up for us. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of this root of Jesse. For this little sprout of life grew as our Savior from sin. The tree of the cross looked to be a place of destruction for the root of Jesse. By the end of that dark Friday, no hope, no life was left. But Jesus rose from the dead with the great promise of life and of hope for all people. Easter Sunday is God's victory of life over death. Risen from the grave, Jesus now has ascended into heaven where he rules us as our living King. We now gather around him for life. In ancient times, people who were traveling or who were going off to war would look for the banner of their own group, a banner that was high upon a pole. And they gathered there because they knew that was where they belonged. People now all over the world look to Jesus in this way, for we know that our salvation is there where he is. Jesus calls us to himself in the water and the word of our holy baptism. Jesus speaks his instructions to us in the word of the Holy Bible. Jesus nourishes us for our mission in this world with his own body and his blood present for us here in the Lord's Supper. By these means of God's grace, the Spirit of God creates faith within us to believe in Jesus as our Savior and to trust that our place with him is one of rest. Well, this passage gives us a great picture of peacefulness in a life of rest with Jesus. Isaiah speaks about a wolf that dwells with a lamb and a bear with a cow, and they don't eat them. Children playing near snake pits without fear of being bitten. Natural foes in this sinful world now living in harmony. If Isaiah were with us today and inspired again to write of this, I think he would use images more suited to our modern ears. It would be a cat lying down with a dog, a hunter feeding a deer instead of shooting it, Chiefs and Raiders fans celebrating the Super Bowl together, liberals and conservatives dancing in the hallways of the Capitol, with their supporters arm in arm singing Kumbaya. Well, obviously we're not going to find such a place in this sin-filled world. We're not going to live our life in such a selfless existence, for all of that comes outside of ourselves. Sin naturally makes us enemies of one another as we selfishly look after our own interests and desires and ways. Jesus Christ is the only one who can and does join us together. He does so through the forgiveness of our sins, those sins that otherwise separate us from one another. Not only are we united now to Jesus by faith, we are united to one another by a shared faith in Jesus as our Savior. In the Holy Christian Church on earth, we can live together in peace, knowing that our sins have been forgiven by God, and that we have a love for one another that has been given to us by God. In the epistle reading, Paul uses the word harmony to describe this. The more we know of our God through his word and his sacraments, the better we are able to live with one another in that peace that he gives to us. And while we enjoy the peace of this glorious rest in Jesus, as his people here gathered for worship, we know that we do so only in part. For here and now the devil still tempts us. Here and now sin still traps us. Here and now our selfish nature still harms us. But we know that Jesus has a better place and a better life to come. gathered around his heavenly throne of grace, we will live in his glorious rest and peace for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may this peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the common confession of our Christian faith. We make use of the words of the Nicene Creed as they are printed for us on page 158 of our hymnals. We stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church, remembering those listed for us in our worship folder. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, the voice of your prophet broke the silence to prepare the way for your Son. Give your people the courage to speak Christ to the nations and teach those still in darkness and death about his gift of light and life. Keep us from being ashamed of the gospel or intimidated by the opinions of others, but instead boldly share the hope of life and salvation in Jesus that your Holy Spirit has worked within us. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, you remember your covenant forever, for 1,000 generations. Teach us to remember your wondrous works and seek your strength and presence continually. Preserve those who spread the gospel of your Son Jesus into this rebellious world, including Reverend Peter and Christy, Reverend Jim and Claudia, and from Lutheran Bible translators Reverend David and Valerie, and all who work with People of the Book, Lutheran Outreach. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Father, you give your word to the church for encouragement and instruction in endurance. Continue to instruct us by your word that we may abound in hope. We ask for the blessing and guidance of the Holy Spirit as we seek the pastor you have chosen to serve us here at Emmanuel with the preaching of your word and the sharing of your sacraments. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Lord, your Son rules over creation with justice and righteousness. Endow those in authority with the desire and ability to protect the innocent, to punish the wicked, and to work for the common welfare. We pray that you would protect and defend those whose calling in life is to protect and defend us, remembering our nation's military, including Drake and McKenna, as well as those who serve as law enforcement officers, emergency responders, firefighters, and healthcare professionals. Lord, in your mercy, Holy God, St. John spoke the promise of healing to the broken and wounded. Give to all afflicted in body or mind the riches of your grace, healing according to your will and grace to carry them through the day of their trouble. We pray especially for Phyllis, Stanley, Evelyn, Nolan, Brandy, Avery, Jeff, Debbie, Reverend Hagen, Marion, Diane, Gail, David, Danny, Inez, Mary, Brooke, Archie, and Terry in their grief, Elliot, Jason, Bryce, Bill, and all those whom we name in the silence of our own hearts. We pray for those who are not able to be with us in person, but whose lives are with us in our hearts, including Millie, Brandy, Dolores, Dorothy, and Carol. Lord, in your mercy, stir up our hearts, O Lord, and make ready the way of your only begotten Son, who comes to us this day in his true body and precious blood, for the forgiveness of our sins. May all who feast upon him in this Lord's Supper do so in repentance and in faith. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant us all things needful, and keep from us all things harmful to us and to our salvation, that with confidence in your will we may say amen to our prayers and live in contentment and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings. Stand as we join together in the singing of the offertory. We continue with the service of the sacrament as it begins on page 160 of our hymnals or in your worship folder. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of our Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
may this true body and true blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Go now in God's peace. Amen. We stand as we sing our post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord. That you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated as we sing our closing hymn. It is hymn 342, What Hope and Eden Promised, hymn 342.